This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
If this is going on air somewhere on a radio station around the country, I'm sorry. There's a lot of settings in this studio.
You're making me panic.
I don't know what most of the settings mean.
Well, I certainly don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I have never been on that side of the desk.
So if I am currently going out on a radio set, I'm just not going to curse for this podcast.
Anymore. Good idea.
If you don't know what's going on, we do a podcast called Fully Charged, Recharged. I'm doing this whole thing as if it's going out.
Should you introduce yourself just in case?
Oh, I'm David, by the way.
I'm Padraig, by the way.
Hi, how are you? Padraig isn't the usual presenter of the show. It's Emma Nolan.
No.
Callum, we're worried that we're going out live on air somewhere in the station, on some station, so we're just explaining the podcast.
This studio is alive anyway.
It's dead, is it?
Oh, is it? Okay. Shit, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, that actually makes me feel better. Yeah. I was worried. Whenever I go to record something, like say if I'm in Today FM or anything like that, I click record, I go put the mic up and I go, if I'm going out live on air, you have 10 seconds to tell me. 087-4100-102, text me right now. And I just watch the text line, because they would fly in if
you were.
Of course
they would.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because on multiple occasions I have gone to record and have not clicked the record button, and I'm talking
and you
about
have
football
been like,
in the middle of Rihanna.
Okay, great. Okay, great. I got you.
Radio is alive.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better about any mistake I ever make ever.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
In all walks
have
of life.
Have you ever had a major mistake on radio?
On radio, no.
No?
No, because all I have to do is talk and make sure I don't curse.
Okay, so you're sweet then. You're all good.
Yeah. I don't have to press the buttons. As long as I don't have to press the buttons, I should be okay.
Would you not want to learn?
I'd love to learn.
You should learn.
Yeah. Are you going to teach me?
I will teach you. I probably wouldn't be a good teacher. Michaela Hayes would probably teach you.
Maybe I'll ask Michaela, because I'm just thinking, would it be good for our friendship if you were to teach me anything? I don't think you'd have the patience. I don't think you have the patience for many things.
But I think I'd be a very good teacher.
Do you think so?
I think if I wasn't...
Well, we'll put it to the test, so don't palm me off on Michaela.
If I wasn't, yeah, fair. If I wasn't doing this job, I think I'd be a really good teacher.
If you're very good, then I'll take your job, and then you'll be out of a job, so you have to be very careful.
Believe me, that won't happen. I'm so fucking good.
I thought you were going to say, believe me, I want you to take my job.
Okay, Patrick, it was good to have you back, and you'll be back at some point soon. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Good morning. What are we? 4 minutes past seven on Wednesday morning. Emma, Dave, and Fiona. But it's Dave and Padraig hanging out. Welcome back,
good
Padraig.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's
man.
Great to be here, bright and early.
Can't wait to be humbled for 3 hours.
That's exactly what my plan is for today.
How have you been? Because I swear you did 3 weeks cover on this show when Emma was off on holidays, and then every radio station in the world stole you.
I know. It's like I left here being like, oh my God, I'm never going to see David Callum again. And then you just saw me every day sitting in the office.
Every day on every radio station. Every yeah. day on social media. He's like, oh, right, he's over there now.
Yeah. It's like, where are you going to be today? Yeah. You won't know where you'd find me. I'm like, Wally.
Yeah. How do you keep it?
I'm flying it.
You've
How
been
are you?
Doing a lot of shows with Jamie and Faye.
I have. I've been up. I have been in the studio.
Have you?
In this brand spanking new studio with Jamie, not with Faye, in Farfay.
In Farfay.
It's been good crack. You've got big boots to fill, I will say.
Okay, fair enough. You do three
no
weeks with me, a couple of days with Jamie, but now I've got the
He's
big
He's a really
boots to
nice,
fill.
Genuine guy.
Do you know what's annoying? He really is.
He is.
And do you know what's annoying? I'm so not. This is Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. What's happening?
Now, it is the 1st of July. But we're still playing Tricky 10 twice a day for 2K, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic
First
news.
1st of July.
1st of July today.
Crazy.
Would you believe it? Now, we're going to be playing once at 8, once at 9. If you want to play, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Win yourself €2,000 on us. I went to Maroon 5 last night. Me and Emma were talking about it, because that's why Emma's off, actually, because Emma went to Maroon 5 last night.
That's why
she took the day off. So that she could go a bit wilder
at
Maroon 5.
But like, to be honest with you, I don't know if Maroon 5 is the concert I'd be taking the day off at.
No, I don't think so either.
No?
In fairness, Maroon 5, they were at Malahide Castle last night.
I had no idea until this morning when I saw people's stories that he was there.
Someone else said that as well. Someone was, I think it was Matthew Matthews, who also works here in Spin, who was basically like, no one's talking about the fact Maroon 5 are here. lads, they're so good. Their category of music, their, what do you call that? Their catalog.
The genre?
Their catalog.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah.
My mum was buzzing about it, but so was I.
Well, Emma did a bit on the show yesterday of like the songs that she was looking forward to seeing, and there were some absolute bangers in there.
The ones that you'd forget, like...
But yeah, I suppose she took today off because she obviously lives, she lives Marley Parkway.
Yeah.
And Malahide is complete opposite direction. So I'm guessing that she was expecting like a really late night after the concert finishing and everything.
Yeah, she was going to get the Dart back, but I'm like, she left before they finished. She was like, I saw it in her story, she was like left before they came back on stage and like sang like some of their biggest tunes.
She was probably at home before I even went to bed.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, why? I don't know. That's just Emma. Listen, that's just Emma. There's not really any explaining.
Look,
Emma,
I'm not going to complain. It's a day's wages for me.
Yeah, happy days.
So thank you, Emma. I hope you're enjoying your lie-in.
So we went out to, me and Pippa went out to Malahide. We parked at my auntie now, and...
Can I ask, did you get your tickets for free?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way this man paid for Maroon 5.
I didn't. I didn't pay for Maroon 5 tickets.
Fair enough.
But I actually don't know how much they even cost, but they're very expensive. But to be honest, I kind of was thinking for the duration of the concert, if I paid, I would have been a little bit raging.
Oh, really? Okay.
Purely because Malahide is so good at being an open event, like open area, that you can just walk up towards the park if you don't have a ticket. And people were there with their blankets, people were there with their camping chairs, sitting by the trees, enjoying the music, and not, they might not be, they can see the stage, but they don't have a huge, amazing view or anything, but they can hear all the music.
But is that not the best part of the concert, to be honest? Because the crowds are the parts that I'd like to avoid.
That's honestly same. As soon as we got in, I was like, oh, I wish I was outside.
Yeah, I get
you. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes when I see people put up TikToks of them sitting outside in the car park, that's kind of where the crack is as well, because usually there's always a couple of uproars trying to hop the fence.
There's nothing better than a couple of cheapskates hanging out.
Do you know what I mean? And there's always a guard running after them, and there's a bit of a chase going on. It's arguably more entertaining than the concert itself.
I agree. That some of that Calvin Harris footage was unbelievable.
Fantastic.
I would have been in my element.
I was rooting for every single one of those uproars to hop those fences. Honestly.
So I don't think there was much of that in Maroon 5 now, I'm not going to lie. But
I'd say anyone who was going to hop the fence or wanted to probably wouldn't have been able to, because their back would have been sore, because there are at least 40.
Yeah, fair. What do you think, right? But there was such a mix of people. Like, there was kids in there, there was people my age, there was my parents wanted to go, so I brought them. They were absolutely buzzing with it until they started and Dad was like, they're crap, aren't they?
You can't please them, like.
But yeah, I don't know what happens. I think dads just get to a certain age and they just start complaining about literally everything. Yeah. And listen, he's my dad, so he's going to complain about everything anyway.
Yeah, well, the apple didn't fall too far
from
the tree.
So, we went, and Malahide is just such a stunning venue. I will say, though, from, like, the train station, even, it's some walk. Like, is it even it when is. You get into the garden, like at the Malahide Castle garden, like venue, geez, you have a walk around.
It's very long.
We
snakes,
walked,
isn't it?
In through the gate.
Yeah.
Jess Glynn started. We finished and got into the arena. Jess Glynn ended.
Jess Glynn was there as well.
Jess Glynn was on support.
Oh my god! It's kind of a couple of wash ups, is it? Just all coming together for one
Why
night.
Why is your hatred for Jess Glynn in Maroon 5?
No, Jess Glynn now, God love her. Like,
I know,
she gets a bad rap, doesn't she?
Well, she does. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, nightmare.
I'd say she'd show up anywhere.
But Maroon 5, Adam Levine, he seems like a cool guy, except he did start the concert in a hood and sunglasses, and I was so old, I was like, take the hood off, man. Have some respect.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
And what time do they wrap up at?
I don't know, because I did leave early as well.
Yeah, okay.
But in fairness, I didn't take the day off.
I don't blame you for leaving early, because you need an escape route to get out of there.
You really do.
Because, like, first of all, there's thousands heading in the one direction.
I thought, there's no way in hell I'm going to walk towards, because I parked at my uncle and auntie's house in Malahide. I was like, there's no way I'm walking up to like upper Malahide.
Yeah.
With 1,000 people.
What time did you get home?
I'd say I got home. I know exactly when I got home. 11:30, bang on.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but like, yeah. I'm still wired. Like, I've just driven from Malahide, which, by the way, is feckin' ages away.
It is.
From everything on this outside.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And all the good gigs are there then.
They are. But it was a fantastic venue. But really, really, really enjoyed it. But I don't know if it'd be in a massive rush back for Maroon 5.
Fair enough.
He was grand, I thought.
Yeah,
do you know what
he
mean?
Was.
Yeah.
The sunglasses and the hood up for the first start, I was like, that kind of gave us a clue as to what the rest of the thing was going to be like. Yeah, he snuck in.
I was out at the weekend. I don't really go out regularly. What I'll do is I'll build, I'm like Monsters, Inc. I like reserve my energy, right? I'll capture my energy and I will like look forward to something, right? And I was out this weekend. I went to Glitterbox actually, which is actually a club night in Ibiza, and they brought it over here.
Okay.
It was like the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
Oh no.
It was, yeah. Do you know what it was? It was like, I was expecting Ibiza, but we were on Abbey Street.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah,
so it was never going to be the same thing anyway. So went out, had a great night. That was fine. Sunday was a bit of a write-off. I was wrecked. And then when I'm wrecked and I waste a day doing nothing, I like to like then go like full ham on like reset. Do the washing, do the cleaning.
This is when you wake up after a night out.
No, the next day, the next Monday, right? So on Monday, I did all my bits. I put out a wash, I did everything. The weather wasn't so bad. I hung out my washing and did everything that I needed to do. I actually had Monday off, so I was delighted with myself. I'd loads of time to get everything done that I needed to get, like a proper reset, right? Yeah. So it came to about 6 o'clock and I was like, I'm wrecked here now, but I still have 3 hours before I have to sit down and watch Love Island.
I hate that, man. Do you ever have those days where you feel like the evenings are way too long?
Awful. You're
like, there's too many hours in the day.
Yeah, and I'm like, it is.
Molly May had a point.
Yeah, she did.
There's too many hours in the day.
And it was so, like, there's a time where, like, in a day where it's actually unacceptable to go to bed too early, you know what I mean? But at 6 o'clock, I was like, okay, I had the washing, this is so old woman of me, I had the washing hung out, but I knew the rain was coming.
Okay.
So I was like, I can't go to sleep.
Just that sentence alone is so old.
Right? I can't go to sleep because I want to leave them out for as long as I possibly can, but I don't want it to rain on the clothes.
Okay.
Right? So I just went upstairs, and I like just rested.
Oh, and I know,
right?
I know
you know
it's
where
coming.
It's coming, right? Yeah. I had my clothes on, my outside shoes were still on, and I was lying in the bed with the window open so I could hear the rain when it came.
Yeah.
Fell asleep at about 6:30.
No.
And I conked.
No.
For 12 hours. Right?
Oh, what a
12
savage
hours.
Sleep.
I woke up the next morning, I still had my shoes on, I still had my hoodie on, window wide open, right? My first thought was,
you didn't wake up in the middle of the night or anything
like
that?
No, like gone, absolutely not. I woke up, and I think the only reason I woke up is because my stomach was rumbling because I didn't even have my dinner the night before. Do you know?
Oh my God, skinny queen.
Absolutely. Now, I was delighted with that, obviously, right? So then my first thought was like, obviously I needed it. My second thought was, I didn't even have a text on my phone from one of my housemates being like, are you okay? And I was like, I could be dead in this bed.
Do you remember when I said I knew what was coming? I didn't.
Right? So this is my first concern. Nobody checked in on me.
No one,
text, yeah. Nobody texted. And I was like, I would have checked in on everybody else being like, hey, I would have texted. I probably wouldn't have went into the room.
Yeah.
Right? Because I didn't care that much. I know they're probably asleep. But I would have texted to make it seem like I cared.
Of course.
Where they were. Right? The next thing it dawned on me, my clothes were still on the washing line.
Great.
Right?
And you had all the morning dew and there.
Not only that, it had lashed all night.
No.
Right? And in my house, you can't sit down and watch the television without seeing the washing line.
Okay.
It's just the way that my TV is strategically placed.
Savage.
So I came down the stairs anyway, and I assumed, I was like, someone's going to have brought it in for me. Because all of my housemates, I was friends with before, we're friends first and foremost. They were still out in the washing line, right? And not one person thought, you know what? That man's having a nice, well-earned rest.
I'll
bring in the washing for him.
Do you know what I would have done if I lived with you? I'd bring him in and I'd fold him.
I don't think you would.
I would.
This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm asking you.
I don't do that for my own. But
I was thinking with this and I was like, there's no way Dave would bring it in either.
If it was lashing rain and I seen clothes out in the washing, I'd go out.
I would 100% have went out and brought them in.
Even
and
if I didn't like my husband.
And I know, I know they were watching TV with the curtains open, watching my, and I think maybe they were probably getting a little bit of enjoyment of the fact that they knew that I was going to have to rewash all those clothes.
I actually hate that, because you know what? I think that's why I do it, is because I hate when people are using the washing and the washer or the dryer.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. When I go into the kitchen and someone's using the washer or the dryer, I'm like, for God's sake.
Yeah, it drives me insane. Even if I don't need to use it,
But it's like a dad thing I have.
Yeah.
It's like, can we not just go down to the creek and wash them there and dry them in the sun? Why do we have to use the washer and the dryer? It's using up so much energy and so much money. Yeah. And then what do I do the next day? I use the washer and
no,
the dryer.
100%. And now, so what I did is I rewashed the clothes. I've left them on the line and I'm just going to leave them there.
Yeah.
So they can't use the line now. And it's going to be really, really annoying.
Ah, Petty Podrick is back.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Oh,
oh,
that was
just
class.
That was the best one ever.
That was unreal. I play along every Wednesday, you see, from home. And by play along, I mean I just clap along.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I needed that.
If anyone sees me in the car on a Wednesday morning, they'll be like, what is this man clapping at?
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. Now, there is a lot of movies coming out at the moment, which is very exciting. But I really do want to see that new Toy Story one.
Toy Story is great. I was in the cinema the other day. I saw an advert for the new Spider-Man film. Looks unbelievable.
Sorry, I am so excited.
Yeah.
Podrick will not care about this.
No, I don't care at all.
I'm not a huge superhero film.
I've never seen a Marvel movie.
I'm going to cry at that movie.
Spider-Man is so good. He's got Zendaya, really? And you'll love Zendaya.
Okay.
You're gay. You love Zendaya.
She sings.
I'm sold.
You know me so well already. Brilliant.
Listen, there's so many good music movies coming out. So if you want to go to the cinema, win yourself your some IMC Cinema Passes right
five.
Here on this show. Up to five IMC Cinema Passes. Basically, the game goes like this. I'm going to ask you something like, Podrick, name any sports brand. You're going to hear three beeps. The three beeps sound like this. No, they don't. They sound like this. And you answer in the third beep, and Podrick would say
Reebok.
And I wrote down Adidas. Very good. Well done. So that's the aim of the game. Podrick would be through to the next round. If you say the same thing I've written down, you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. It's game in a WhatsApp right now, by the way. If you want to open up WhatsApp, send us over the word game, 087-711-1038, just the word game, and we will know you want to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down and win yourself up to five IMC Cinema Passes today. I'm looking at the questions I have. Callum and Podrick, can you both confirm you do not know the questions I have?
No, I have no idea.
I think they're easy enough. So if you'd like to play, up to five IMC Cinema Passes on the line. Keely's on to play. Keely, what are you up to? Are you on the way to work?
Yeah, well, I actually forgot my laptop, so I have to drive and collect it, but I'm on the way in now.
Okay, so where did you forget your laptop? Where are you going from to?
I left it at home, but my mom works down the road, so I was able to get her to bring it in behind me. So
okay.
Oh, that's not worse.
Nothing worse.
Especially when you're in a rush in the morning.
What do you do, Keely?
Yeah, I'm a scientist.
You're a scientist? Ooh. Are we allowed to ask what kind of scientist?
It's a rare disease product.
That's so interesting, Keely. That is so, so cool.
And so beyond any remit of my intelligence,
like,
to be honest.
It's such an interesting job. I have no questions. I wouldn't know what's the smart one to ask.
All I know is that I trust you, Keely.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Keely, you got brains. Let's see if we can get you some IMC Cinema Passes as well. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. The game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something, Keely, like name any shop. You're going to hear three beeps. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say Tesco and I have Tesco written down, you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I have written down, and every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs, and if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. You listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Keely, are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, let's go with round one. Nice and easy. Don't forget, you're waiting for that third beep. Keely, question one. Name any book.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. I studied it in English class in second year. And my God, I didn't appreciate what a book it was back then. It was a fantastic book.
I've never read it. I've never read a book, to be honest.
If it's not in the Cat in the Hat, he doesn't want to know about it. You said To Kill a Mockingbird, and I have written down The Hunger Games.
Excellent. So that's one IMC Cinema Pass for you, Keely. Would you like to play on or cash out?
I'll play on.
Let's do it. Question two, Keely. Name any TV channel.
Virgin Media 2.
Virgin Media 2.
Ooh, that's great. I like that one.
Virgin Media 2 is the channel that shows Love Island at 9 o'clock every single night.
I thought I'd thrown a 2 in there.
So I thought a lot of people would go for Virgin Media 2.
Did you?
However, I decided to go for the English version. ITV2.
Excellent. Ooh, brilliant.
Very good.
That's two IMC cinema passes. Keely, would you like to play on or cash out?
I'll play on. Just.
Yeah, let's do it, Keely. For three IMC cinema passes, round three. This is a bit rogue, but why not? Name round three. Name something that smells bad.
Rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs.
They do smell bad.
They do smell bad. I asked you what smells bad. You said rotten eggs, and I have written down the bin.
Fantastic. Three cinema passes. It's a party now. Three cinema passes. It's a party. Kitty, do you want to play on or cash out?
I'll play on.
Yes, we love it. All right, here we go with round four for four IMC cinema passes. This is where we start. Get a little bit difficult separating the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Round four. Name any American chat show host.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
There's a lot of Jimmys and Timmys.
Name one, name one Timmy.
Timmy. No, I can't. I was going to say Timmy Kimmel.
Padraig said Timmy Kimmel. You said Jimmy Fallon. And I have written down Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, excellent. Brilliant. So that's four passes now. Do you want to play on a cash out, Keely?
No, that's enough for me.
Really?
You're
okay.
You're cashing out
clever.
Four IMC cinema passes.
That's the group chat.
I love that.
Yeah, brilliant.
All right, Keely, congratulations. Four IMC cinema passes on the way to you. However, we must ask you what you would have answered question five, which was name any country in Europe that mainly speaks English.
Oh, God. England.
And I have written down Scotland. You would have got a... And you would have won five IMC cinema passes. But listen, I think
not
here nor there. Four IMC cinema passes is perfect amount. And have a fantastic time. Do you have any idea what you're going to go see or what you want to see?
I think I'll go see Toy Story.
Yeah, that's what I'll
Good choice. Well, Zendaya's in Spider-Man apparently as well. So if you're a fan of Zendaya like me.
You can go see that next month. Keely, thank you so much for playing. And I hope you enjoyed yourself, did you?
Yep, I did. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Keely.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Callum, are you going to send out them cinema passes before Toy Story finishes in cinema?
They're coming. All the cinema passes, they're going in the post today.
Ah, isn't he very good? Very good.
There's 2 months of a backlog, so I'll be a while.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. On Spin. When I wake up, I feel good. Turn up. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one music station. Let's get it.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Wednesday. Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Dave and Padraig hanging out. Welcome to Fully Charged.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Welcome back, Padraig. Do you know what? I'm going to be totally honest with you. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been doing this fitness plan.
Weeks. Yeah. I've been hearing about this for months.
Well, thank you. I've been locked in for months. Then.
You have been, well, I mean, locked in is a stretch. Like.
I was locked in. I was eating so well. I was going to the gym all the time.
No.
But it was all leading up to my holiday.
No, I agree, because I hadn't seen you for a few weeks just before the holiday. Mm. And I came in one day and I was like, oh my God, the structure in your face was incredible. I've never seen a draw line like it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But you know what? Then I went
it's gone.
It's gone. Is the jawline gone?
No, it's still there. A little bit. There, a jawline exists, is what I will say. Just, you have to look a little bit harder to find it.
You're such a humbler. But you know what? I was like, I went on the holiday, obviously kind of did what I wanted.
Yeah,
and I tried to get steps in and stuff, but I didn't. And I've just kind of fallen off. And luckily my coach is like so sound, right? So shout out to Jonathan Maloney.
Well, maybe he needs to crack the whip a little bit more.
No, I feel like he did because he sent me voice notes last night and he sent me the session plan and he was basically like, come on, you need to get back in on this because just
the
last couple of days, I've completely lost all motivation to go to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym because I feel like I'm nonstop going out or I have stuff on and I don't have any motivation the next day to do so. You are someone, and I'm
disciplined.
It, you know what? It's so annoying. It's so bloody frustrating. Every single day I'm having a rot day. Padraig's in the gym.
I love the clout.
What are you doing? I'm in the gym. I checked his Instagram story. He's in the gym. He's taking the selfies with his massive bloody arms. And I'm like, this is not. How do you do it? What is your like secret? Because
well,
I can't.
First and foremost, I have a lot of free time.
Who are you talking to?
And I'm not up at 5 a.m. every morning, right? What I will also say is, it's summertime, crop top season is it. Do you know what we need to get you?
A crop top.
A crop top.
No one needs to see that.
A crop top and a pair of Speedos, and I'm telling you now, you will be the most disciplined man in Ireland.
Thank you so much for your fantastic advice. Have you considered being a personal trainer?
Maybe.
Tricky. For now, though, this is the Tricky 10. Win yourself 2K every day because we play twice a day. I know I'm messing up that saying, and I know it's probably something different, but I
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Stop admitting
your
mistakes.
We play every day for 2K. All that kind
of
crap.
I love that.
It's someone who thinks they're going to take away the 2 grand today is Samantha. How are you?
Not too bad. A bit tired. So
are
hopefully
a bit
I'll
tired?
Do well.
But Samantha, what has you wrecked?
Oh, just, you know, not enough sleep. Been working too hard.
Yeah,
of
very good. You know what? I felt like a working mam last night because I came, even though I was just at my room 5, but I came home so late that I was the last one to go to bed in my house and the first one to get up this morning. I thought, single mam yeah. who works 2 jobs.
No rest for the wicked, isn't that right?
Loves her kids and never stops. Samantha, what's the plan for the day?
I'll be heading to work very shortly, but I'll either be sad going in or happy going in.
Yeah,
so
very good.
Hopefully happy.
Hopefully happy. What do you do for work?
I'm a legal secretary.
A legal secretary, very nice. You don't have an end of year coming up soon, do you?
No, I don't think so,
okay,
no.
Because my housemate is legal secretary and she has end of year at the moment and I've never seen her so stressed in my entire life. It sounds horrible.
Oh. Really?
Imagine having a real job, Padraig.
I would hate that. That's why I quit mine.
I don't know how people do it. Fair play to you, Samantha. Well, let's see if we can get you €2,000. When you listen to the Tricky 10, how do you do?
I'd say probably 5 or 6 mainly.
Quite a good score. All right, well, Padraig's going to ask your questions this morning. Let's get you them. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 voucher for pennies. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. What would you spend in that €2,000 on, Samantha?
Oh, thank you. What would I do? Probably a holiday, actually.
Oh, great choice. I think I do the same.
All right, well, let's see if we can get it for you. Aiden is top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. We are behind you all the way, Samantha. Best of luck.
Ooh.
Okay, Samantha, I'll count you down, all right? Best of luck. 3, 2, 1. October is what number month on the calendar?
10.
How many sides does an octagon have?
6.
In 2020, Dublin won how many men's All-Ireland football finals in a row?
3.
The international dialing code for Ireland is +3W3.
5.
How many Disney car films have there been?
2.
The road that connects Dublin to Limerick is the N-Watt.
9.
In a game of chess, players start with how many queens?
4.
A battery that goes into a smoke alarm would generally be how many volts?
1.
Portugal held the football tournament Euro 2000 and what?
8.
And Lily Allen has a single called 20 watts.
7.
All right. Okay. Samantha, how do you feel like you got on?
I don't know. I got a bit nervous.
Did you? Do you know what? There's a lot of pressure when you come on and do it. So fair play to you for doing it because it's probably something that people always say, oh, I must get on and do that Tricky 10 and they never do. So Samantha, you took the risk. You took the risk and it took guts to do that. If you were to put a number on it out of 10, what would you think you got?
Oh, probably 4.
4? All right, let's do it.
0, 1, 2.
Oof. Samantha, does that hurt?
Oh, no. Yes.
2 is better than nothing, Samantha.
It really is, Samantha. And we have had a nothing before, so you're not the worst at all. So 2 out of 10. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many sides does an octagon have? You said 6, but there's 8. In 2020, Dublin won how many men All-Ireland football finals in a row? You said 3, but it was 6 in a row. How many Disney car films have there been? You said 2, but the answer was 3. The road that connects Dublin to Limerick is the N7, not the N9. In a game of chess, players start with 1 queen rather than 4. A battery that goes into a smoke alarm would generally be how many volts? That's 9 and not 1. Portugal held the football tournament Euro 2004 and not 2008. And Lily Allen has a single called 22 and not 27. So Samantha, they were tough questions. I think you can go away and hold your head up high and make sure and come on again because I think you can beat that score, especially if you've been getting 4, 5s and 6s.
Oh, thanks very much, guys.
Cheers. Have a good day, Samantha.
Good luck.
You too. See ya.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's the Tricky 10. Not done for the day, though.
No, it's not. We're playing again at 9. So if you think you can beat 2, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. We'll see if we can give you 2K at 9 o'clock this morning. I'd love it.
Answer all 10 questions correct. We'll give you that 2K. Top the leaderboard. You could be winning a Penny's voucher.
It's my birthday on Sunday.
Is it? Happy 39th?
33 and a third. No, and that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
are you going to be 33?
That's me. So yeah, that's me soft. I know I look good. I know I look good.
You're swiftly right? Moving on.
Yeah, that's me soft lunging. I don't like to speak about my birthday too much. I'm also someone who doesn't celebrate my birthday much.
I don't celebrate my birthday, but I do speak about it.
You
because
do?
I hate it. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, you know what I mean.
That's something we've got in common. Now you do
I don't
make
celebrate it. Callum's got. I know exactly what Callum's
David happened
say.
Famously. I don't celebrate my birthday, but we did throw a 30th birthday party for him in Jump Zone with a load of inflatables and adults.
Yes, and also Claire Byrne walked in here on your birthday the second year
you know
after.
Can I just say I love my birthday.
For someone who doesn't celebrate their birthday, people make a huge effort. And I think it's because they know it'll annoy you, yeah. Right? My issue is nobody makes an effort for me, aww. Right? No. And like maybe it's because I don't make an effort in the first place.
Okay.
Like I don't like a big faff about it, you know what yeah. I mean? Like for example, my sister wrote into the group chat, my family group chat this week, because I'm going home this weekend.
Can
I have
just
a wedding.
Pause here? I love the way you say group chat. Group chat.
The group chat.
The group chat. It's like a hot press.
It's just one of those things.
It's like a sausage roll.
I know. I put emphasis on the wrong things, and I don't know why that is. You know, it's like people always say, "Why do I pronounce the French capital as Paris?"
Paris.
Right?
Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Anyway, my sister put into the group chat at the weekend. She was like, "I've booked dinner on Sunday, which is my birthday, obviously, for 3:00." And my mum wrote back going, why? and I was like, you've given birth.
The more I hear about your mother, the yeah. more I love her so
oh,
much.
You, like, I've never come across a woman who cares less, right? And I was like, in my head, I was like, you've given birth twice. And like you, so surely you'd recognise at least one of those dates, you know, as a fast approaches. My dad, on the other hand, would like has called me on numerous occasions, being like, "What's your date of birth there again?"
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean. I'm filling out a form for something.
Do you know,
you know?
When you talk to your dad and you go, "Your birthday? What's your birthday?" And you go, "The 22nd," and he goes, "Is it?"
Yeah, like it's absolute. Is that coming up? It's like a shock to the system. And like,
are you April as well?
Yeah, it's mad. It's like this new news to them, right? Last year, for example, I left it. I was like, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to just leave it and I'm going to wait. Like when I wake up in the morning, if it's one of my parents' birthdays, the first thing I'll do is be like, hey, I'll ring you later. Enjoy yeah. your day. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Last year, I was like, I'm going to just leave it and wait and see.
Okay.
And at 7:00 that night, I was I rang them at 7:00. I was like, are you really not going to wish me a happy birthday?
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
That's horrible.
I know. It's terrible. This is me calling them out on air. So then I was like to my sister, I was like, right, I'll go for the meal, right? But I don't want like
the cake.
I don't want the cake. Do not come at me with the cake.
Happy birthday from the waiters.
Yeah, not in a public setting because yeah. that would ruin my day. And she was like, oh, like she's kind of like pushing it a little bit.
Okay.
And then I came to the realization that the reason she wanted to do it was because my niece and nephew wanted to do it.
Ah, that's cute.
So it's for them. It's for them. So my birthday surprise isn't even for me.
Yeah.
It's for somebody else.
I do enjoy that with kids where it's like the mother or the father's birthday and the kids get to blow out the candle.
Yeah.
And they're like, where's my present?
Yeah.
And I love that.
And like this happens in my house every year where I will let them blow out the candle and or the cake, but we have to get two cakes.
Okay.
Because the cake that they blew out becomes saturated in saliva to the point where it's completely inedible, you know? And like because there's two of them there, if one is seen as blowing it out first, the other one then has to blow it out. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the cake is actually, there's so much saliva
inedible.
That it's already kind of like decomposing. You know?
So, wonderful.
So that's the extent of like how I'm going to be celebrating my birthday.
Do
this
you celebrate
weekend.
Other people's
birthdays? I love celebrating. Love going out for other people's birthdays.
Yeah.
As long as I'm home early.
You're so boring sometimes.
I'm so boring a lot of the time.
I was telling you earlier on, I was asking Padraig, how do you stay motivated to go to the gym yeah. and eat healthy and things like that? What I'd imagine is the answer as well, even though you didn't say it, but I'd imagine is there's a bit of sacrifice, is there? Between like having a good time or enjoying yourself when going out or
yeah.
eating or whatever that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sacrifice, I'd imagine.
Like, as in like giving up things?
Yeah.
Or like saying no to things? Yeah, like everything in moderation, like, you know what I mean?
Especially with the social aspect because
yeah.
obviously you're in Dublin, there's a lot going on, you've a lot of friends going around.
Yeah.
You work in multiple different companies.
Yes.
So the
work parties are non-stop.
Exactly.
I go to none of them, by the way.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I find it very easy to say no to a work party.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't find it that easy at
yeah.
all. Well, this is my issue. Because I was telling you earlier on, even my like trainer is getting on to me being like, come on man, we need to lock back in, because ever since the holiday you haven't really, I've been to the gym or whatever, but I've been eating what I want.
Yeah, I know. And you know that a six pack is made in the kitchen.
This is it.
That's what they say.
Exactly. So this is my dilemma. I'm going out this weekend, and this weekend in my house we've been talking about for weeks.
Okay.
Because there's lots going on.
Are you celebrating?
No, we're just, it's summer.
You're okay.
And we know a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
So what I would love for you to help me on is this 087-711-1038 voice notes are really, really encouraged here, because I really need your help. I need to know what day to bin off, because this weekend is too much.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you what I'm doing on each day, and then you can tell me which day to bin off. Friday, we are going to a restaurant to have a couple of drinks and pizza.
Nothing wrong with that.
Reason being, because someone stayed in the house for a couple of days, got us a €100 voucher for the restaurant as a thank you.
Okay.
So as a house, we're all going on Friday to this restaurant for a couple of drinks and pizza.
So you can say no to that?
Pretty much can't.
You can't. Well, because it's paid for. It's free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also Friday, you get giddy.
True.
Go on.
So that's Friday. Housemates, pizza, pints.
Okay.
Saturday, all of my housemates are from Galway.
Okay.
And playing on Saturday is Galway Cork.
Yes.
In Croke Park.
And I'm assuming you'll be representing Cork, as you've got some skin in the game.
My dad is from Cork.
And
but
so am
no, I try to avoid that side of the family and that county as much as I can.
Dave, I'm sitting right across from you. You know what I mean? I could bring you down so quick. I can take this show off air.
Where can you not get down to quick? Cork.
Yeah.
So I have that. So Galway Cork in Croke Park on the Saturday. But we have a load of mates from Galway, so they're all coming down.
Okay, so that'll be a bit of crack as well.
And so they're all going, and I've already bought my ticket.
Okay.
And the ticket was £60.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh God.
I don't know how.
That's very, I think you might have got scammed.
I think I might have gotten scammed.
Because
I think that's
that.
Really expensive.
That's more expensive than Maroon 5 last night.
Yeah, it's
that's
very expensive. So anyway, that's Croke Park. And then obviously they're all going to be in Dublin for the night. So we're all going to go out.
Okay.
So that's Saturday. Sunday, me, my housemate, my other housemate, and my housemate's brother.
You really like these housemates, don't you?
Well, they're my friends.
Yeah,
like, these are my mates.
Yeah.
We're going to Mumford & Sons.
Okay.
I need to figure out a day to bin off.
Are you going to, like, on Sunday, when you wake up after being out on Friday and Saturday, are you honestly on Sunday going to be like, yeah, I'm looking forward to going to see Mumford & Sons tonight?
Yeah, it'd be a bit of crack.
Oh my God. No. I'd have the curtains. After two nights out, I'd have the curtains pulled. And if I was able to open the curtains and pull the blinds, I'd pat myself on the back.
Yeah, that's fair. But I can't do that. I need to go, because I know otherwise it'd be just a nightmare for me, because my housemates would be like, come on, you have to go.
Yeah, I know. But, and FOMO exists.
But I need to just decide on what I'm going to bin off. For Friday, going for dinner and drinks, pizza, housemates.
Right.
Saturday, Croke Park, Galway match, already paid, sorted.
Yeah.
Sunday, Mumford & Sons, already paid, sorted. Each one of them is going to be good crack, but I need to get back in the gym. So what I want from you on 087-711-1038 is to send me a voice note what you think I should bin off and why you think I should bin it off.
They're three solid options, like.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, how do you figure that out?
None of them are poor, like.
087-711-1038. Please, please, please help me. Because as I said, I've lost all motivation. I'm not going to the gym. I'm eating what I want. And it's because I'm going out so much. So I need to have at least one day of the weekend where I'm not going wild. I'm trying to get back into a routine, going to the gym, being healthy and trying to lose weight and all that kind of stuff. I was locked in for a couple of weeks. I was happy out doing it.
Jawline's looking well.
It was. And then I went on holidays and no jawline.
Yeah.
And a huge stomach line. So that's what I need to get rid of. So I have a big weekend coming up where there's loads of people coming to my house. I'm really looking forward to it. Friday, I'm going out with the housemates for pizza and drinks because we got a voucher. Saturday, we Croke Park because all my housemates are from Galway and Galway are playing in Cork. And so we already bought our tickets. And then Sunday we're going to Mumford & Sons. I've basically doxed my entire weekend. You know exactly where to find me at any day of the week. Leah's on. Leah, Friday, Saturday or Sunday?
Come here, you forgot about the Guinness Starhouse on Thursday.
Oh, no, that's next Thursday. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I nearly freaked out there for a second. I think that's next Thursday. We're all good, Leah. We're all good. Okay, thank you for being basically my diary. Now cancel a day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday.
So no housemates, no pizza and pints, even though it's basically free because we got a voucher.
I'd still do it, but just like
get the pints maybe. That's okay. Where calories are.
Yeah, fair. Fair. So just chill out, maybe just. Oh, but it's
just have the pizza.
As you think, there's no calories in pizza.
Like. I can see you freaking out.
Oh, God.
Well, like, spin up your calories for today. Just have salad, fruit, smoothies, healthy.
There's no way this man eats fruit or salads. I can tell you now.
I can have ice cubes.
He's sweating. There's sweat falling out of his brow.
Leah, Friday it is. It's that's locked in as your vote. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem. Thanks,
Leah.
I love that. I literally mentioned in passing yesterday that I was going to Guinness Storehouse one of the days for something. I freaked out thinking it was this Thursday.
Now, it would have been very handy if it was this Thursday because at least you'd have been reminded.
Yeah, very true. 087-711-1038. Ian was on.
So I presume each of these individual events aren't all day, every hour of every day.
They are.
Like, surely you could squeeze in a bit of gym time on each of those days.
Oh, fantastic. You know what, Ian? That would only be incredibly, good. That would be a good idea.
You have no intention of doing it.
No,
absolutely not.
Court was on.
I was going to send you a voice note and say, you know, do this, don't do that. I think that, do you know what? YOLO, we only live once. So do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Enjoy, have fun, because the food on Friday is girl math. It's free, basically. Free drinks, food. We love pizza. It's a Friday. You've worked hard all week.
Mm.
Saturday, you're going to watch a match, which is a vibe. And then Mumford and Sons is on Sunday, which is also a 12 out of 10 plan. So do it all. Enjoy. Take Monday off. Or even if, don't take Monday off. Just enjoy the weekend. Don't overthink it. And we won't be on this earth for very long. So just do it.
All rise for Courtney.
Bring her with you for the weekend. And you'll have the best weekend of your life.
I love her. If she could be my trainer, I'd be so fat.
Would you be having a good time?
Tricky.
For now, though, we have the business of getting to the tricky 10. We play twice a day, every day for 2K. On to play this morning's Kieran. How are you, Kieran?
Good, guys.
Kieran, is it Kieran or Kieran?
Kieran.
Kieran. Like with a K?
Yes, the opposite of the Irish way.
Yes, perfect. Okay, very good. All right, no need to rub it in. You obviously don't like the Irish way. That's fine. We'll call you Kieran.
No fathers here.
Yeah. Kieran, what's the plan for you for the day?
Not much, just working.
You're working. What do you do?
I work for a pest control company.
A pest control company.
We've got a couple of pests in here, Kieran.
Now, do you know what my instant thought is? Is in America, when they have pest control, they tent the house. Do you ever see that in like TV shows? Like, they put a giant like circus tent over the house. We don't do that in Ireland.
Yeah.
Why do we not do
those
that?
Those are like for big fumigations only, so like woodworm and stuff like that.
Right, okay, but we don't really have that in Ireland.
Wouldn't really be as common in Ireland though.
Okay, fair enough. So you've never had to tent a house?
No.
Ugh, I'm
boring.
Yeah, boring. Bye. Very good.
Only joking, Kieran.
And have you a busy day?
Fairly busy, yeah. Hopefully finish before 5 o'clock before the football starts. So.
Okay, very good. Who
is
England. Who is playing today?
England. We're playing Congo,
it's Democratic Republic of Congo, yeah. All right. Another easy route to the next round. Fantastic.
It's coming home, etc., etc.
Say that, but we'll probably scrape by on penalties.
Okay, interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Do you know why else I'm looking forward to it? It's on a 5 o'clock. Unreal.
Yeah.
What perfect a perfect timing. Time for a match. All right, Kieran. Well, let's see if we can get €2,000 in your pocket while you watch that match. This is the Tricky 10.
So, Kieran, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know an answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a €100 voucher for Pennies, and if you're able to answer all 10 questions correctly, we're going to give you €2,000. Aidan is at the top of the leaderboard this week. He scored 7 in 55 seconds. How do you usually do, Kieran? Have you played along before?
I usually do okay, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dave's going to ask your questions. He'll count you down. The very best of luck.
And because Kieran is English, they'll be the easiest set of questions we'll ever have.
Don't you worry. They are pre-logged in. So
the Brits are at it again.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, Kieran, the best of luck. We're going to count you in. Here we go. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Fill in the blank of this saying, two's company, what's a crowd?
Three.
How many vowels are there in the word bench?
1.
What is the largest one digit number? The largest one digit number.
9.
What number is 5% of 200?
10.
How many goals were there in the World Cup match between Algeria and Austria on Sunday?
2.
Picture this played how many nights in a row at the Three Arena in 2019?
5.
How many Disney Inside Out films have there been?
4.
In a game of chess, players start with how many pawns?
8.
The road that connects Dublin to Sligo is the N what?
7.
Cork has won the Men's All-Ireland Football Championship how many times?
6.
All right, well, there's your time. I have no idea how you did, Kieran, because I was answering all the, or asking all the questions. How do you think you got it?
Well, I crossed off all the numbers, so I can't have gone too bad.
Okay. Well, I'm curious, because when you're crossing out the numbers, what if you feel like you've already answered that one? You know, like, you'd be like, oh, that's definitely a 6, and I've put a 6. Do you know what I mean?
That would throw me.
Yeah, that would throw me as well.
Tough luck, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Kieran, do you want to find out your score?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ooh, a score of 6.
Well,
Kieran.
Done, Kieran. That's decent.
Not bad at all. You did beat today's leaderboard of a 2, but you haven't beaten the week's leaderboard of 7 in 55 seconds by Aidan. Kieran, let's go through your answers real quick.
Right, Kieran, for how many goals were in the World Cup match against Algeria and Austria on Sunday? You said 2, the answer was 6. For how many Disney Inside Out films have there been? You said 4, the answer was 2. The road that connects Dublin to Sligo is the N. You said 7, the answer was the N4. And for Cork has won the Men's All-Ireland Football Championships how many times? You said 6, the answer was 7.
Kieran, a score of 6 is fantastic. Well done. You get to hold your head up high and you get to go and enjoy the match later on. Have a fantastic day and thank you for playing.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Good luck, man. All right, not too bad at all. Do you think you could do better? Then come on and play tomorrow. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. How would you have done today?
I would always say I would do well, but I'd probably do really badly.
Okay, I'll be curious now. I might ask them tomorrow's questions.
Yeah, my World Cup is on this week, Casa Amor.
Your World Cup.
This is my World Cup. This is where I get involved. And I'm like, this is finally, for once in my life, I can be like, it's coming home. And by that I mean, Charlene's bringing the title home for us. You know what I mean?
Oh,
honestly, I cannot tell you how on board I am with this. And if you haven't watched Love Island, can you see the passion?
Yeah, I've never seen you more passionate about anything.
You can just watch it for the week of Casa Amor and like, you, like, that's all you need to watch. Because it's obviously the most exciting week of the whole entire season, and like I'm into this season, and I thought it was a bit of a slow burner, but now it's really kicking off.
Yeah,
I
am enjoying it. They're kind of making you wait for the drama.
Yeah,
and like, last season, I feel like it was just like boom,
and
straight
like,
in.
Not like a broken record, you know. I love an early night, but last night I looked at the schedule on the TV, and I knew it was on till 10:30, so I knew it was going to be good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was an extra long episode.
I didn't get to watch that because I was in Maroon 5.
No, and I didn't even mind that it was keeping me up later because it was very, very good. Right?
Okay, exciting.
The producers are getting messy. Let's just say, right. Almost borderline making me think, like, are we going a little bit too far?
Sadistic,
like,
almost.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know that there's a duty of care, but I'm willing to turn a blind eye because it's very good.
Okay.
You know what I mean,
I'm
right?
I'm excited.
So last night, the cast of girls were given a secret challenge, right?
And this was the selfie one.
Yes. I don't remember seeing this challenge before.
No, this is more of a Big Brother challenge as opposed to a challenge.
And like, I know exactly what they were doing, right? Because if you are watching, you know that the boys that have gone to Casa Amor, they're moving mad, and the girls that are in the main villa aren't really doing anything at all. They're not really bothering.
Yeah, but in fairness, have you seen the lads that have gone into the main villa?
I know, and I wonder. I know they're not for you,
yeah.
Right?
Are they for you?
They're not really for me either. And yeah. I'm like, they've picked these unbelievable women and these mid men. Then there's nothing mid about them, but in comparison to previous years, and I wonder, was there a reason behind that? I don't know.
There's nothing mid about them. I would love to look like them, but also when you compare them to Love Island, you're like,
like dream body. Yeah, you know what I mean, right? Totally. So they were given this photograph challenge last night, which basically they had to go and they had to take a selfie, and the selfie had to best fit which boy fit a specific description.
Okay.
Right? So they gave them statements, and then they had to take a selfie of the boy that best fitted, if you know what I'm saying, right? So I think the idea, like, I kind of forgot that when the girls were doing this challenge, that they were probably going to show these pictures to the girls in the other villa,
I would have forgot that as well because I saw the first look and I was just like, oh, that's an interesting challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But then
also in my head, I kind of thought, okay, duty of care here. Yeah. They're not going to do that because that would be really cruel.
That's out the window.
But it's great because what it's done now is it's going to make those girls double guess themselves, the original girls,
yeah,
and maybe kind of light a fire in them.
Someone.
Yeah, right? So I'm going to go through with some of these. The reactions, by the way, for these, the girls' reactions when they saw the selfies were everything, right? So Simba was chosen as the boy enjoying the holidays to the holiday to the fullest.
Really?
Right? Yeah, and like he spotted in the background, he's just taking a selfie, like he's chatting away to Mara. It's not like he's kissing her or anything. Angelista, who he's paired up with, she goes bonkers. Like,
oh, she's
doing laps of the villa. Like,
no.
She is giving it socks around the place. She can't cope at all. And all he's doing is smiling in a photo, right? The boy not giving his original girl a thought, that was Aiden, right? Which is fair enough because he's not really coupled up with anyone.
He's coupled up with Priya.
Yeah, and they're not really writing anything. And I'd say the girls are willing for him to get a match because that means that he'd be taken off their hands, right?
Yeah.
Samraj was chosen as the boy capable of talking his way out of a situation.
Okay, fair.
Right? And he posed with two of the girls there. So that was like, Mika was obviously like, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Then Finley was, he was designated as the boy who raises heart rates the most, right? And he was in a cute photo with Olivia, okay, right?
I thought it would be Fitzy after the challenge the other night.
Well, we've hardly really seen Fitzy in Castlemore because he's like standing with his hands behind his back, not really getting involved.
Until he did that.
No, he did the game the other night, in fairness, right? But aside from the games, he is not... He's got great restraint, is what I will say, right? So then, the boy enjoying the test the most, this went to Lorenzo, right? And they took a picture of Lorenzo kissing Julia, right?
No.
And send them the picture of him kissing. And this is the reaction of the girls in the villa.
He looks really gross in this.
Yeah,
he looks really gross.
It's no,
giving,
no, no.
He's giving a 50-year-old man.
I did think that. What's the hat saying?
That is the best. That's my best thing. They weren't even concerned with the fact that he was kissing her. They just go in and they start reading him for filth and insulting him.
As if he'd ever look bad.
As the man, the best looking man in the whole world. In the world. And they're saying he looks like a 50-year-old Italian man.
Oh, fantastic.
I love it.
It's
brilliant
back tonight from 9 o'clock and I'm very much looking forward to it. Yup, Charlene. Fan of James Bond?
Not really.
Really?
Well, no, I don't mind them. Like, I don't know if I've seen them all. And like, do you have to watch them in like to get them? And do you have
not
to watch
really.
Them? You don't really.
No.
You can watch them. Like,
you can kind of watch them in random.
I've watched more of the Daniel Craig ones than I've watched of the any other ones.
I'd be the same. Yeah, I've
and
seen
like
all
Pierce
the
Brosnan,
Craig ones.
But then I don't think I've seen any of the older ones beyond Pierce.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I want to talk about Coldplay for a second because they have a kind of a theme around James Bond. A demo recording of Coldplay's song intended for a James Bond film is set to be up for auction after being forgotten about for more than 26 years. The song was for the third Bond movie starring Pierce Brosnan. Chris Martin previously said Coldplay wrote five potential Bond themes but never submitted them as they weren't very good.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was quite like, so, fair play to him for admitting that.
Yeah, at least that, like, self-awareness. Did they ever do one? Did they ever get a successful one?
Never.
They've never done one. Okay,
never
right.
One.
So they've tried five times and then that's kind of embarrassing for them.
They said they were eventually forced to accept defeat and said James Bond probably wouldn't be into their music anyway.
They'll probably end up making a fortune off the back of this now.
True. Chris went on to say, as much as I like the films, I don't know if us singing would do it for him. The archive also includes an original 9-track cassette featuring demos and some of the band's earliest known recordings, including two previously unreleased songs. I'm like, why would you buy them? Because they're unreleased for a reason. They're obviously not good. Why would you go to an auction? They still go for, I'd say, millions or something.
Yeah, probably will, like.
There'll be some Coldplay fan out there, but some British producer, mixer and engineer, his name is Chris Allison, he worked on Coldplay's earliest professional recordings. He said, this is a window into the writing, recording, production and promotion of some uniquely celebrated music artists, pieces of music history that deserve to be in hands of fans, not gathering dust in a storage unit.
But like, imagine if they were very good.
Yeah, that's what I'd imagine. They're not going to be.
No, they're probably not.
So speaking of not very good, there are many other artists who have put forward songs for James Bond.
Oh yeah?
For certain movies, right? Now I've got a couple of them and I want you to have a listen. Some of them are crap, some of them are actually decent.
Okay.
We'll start with Shirley Bassey for the movie.
Did she do Goldfinger? Is that her?
Was that her?
Yeah, Goldfinger.
Well, for Quantum of Solace, she wrote a song called No Good About Goodbye.
Wait for it. It's a little Eurovision-y, but I do like it.
Wait now a second. If you told me that that was a Bond tune, I'd be like, yeah, it was.
Apparently
I remember
rejected.
It.
It got rejected.
Really? Like, Shirley Bassey can't do any wrong.
For the movie Skyfall, Muse wrote a song called Supremacy. I don't mind it. It's real rocky. I really don't mind it at all.
I liked it when the beat dropped, but up until then you'd lost me.
It's way better than this one. I like rock, but this band should not write a song for James Bond. The song, the movie's from for Spectre, is Radiohead. There's no hook.
What is going on here?
No chorus. They just sing Spectre.
It just sounds like he's warming up.
It's so grim. Lana Del Rey for Spectre as well. She wrote a song called 24. There's only 24 hours, and that's not enough to lie like you lie, or love like you love.
I don't mind that.
I think Lana has the right voice for a James Bond movie.
So. She hasn't done it either, has she?
No.
That's very surprising now. You would think that she's like a banker for it.
Mm-hmm.
You
know I would have thought so too. That song is decent.
Yeah.
I'm now thinking live radio meeting. Dave ranks James Bond songs where they mention the movie name in the song.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
That is Friday. But I have one more for you. Does the name Skylar Grey ring a bell?
It does ring a bell.
She's on like a couple of tunes. I think she does a lot of collab. Macklemore, Skylar Grey.
Yeah. Doesn't feel like she's big enough to be doing a Bond track,
no,
though.
No, she does a lot. I think she does a lot of work with Eminem as well. But she has an unreleased song. It's called I'm a Soldier. It was for the movie No Time to Die. I couldn't find an actual released version of it, but she did sing it live.
Okay.
At a concert. So this is that. And I think it's class. I'm tired of the rain. How decent
That's
is that?
That's great.
It's really, really good.
Who got it instead of her, I wonder?
No idea. But
that is brilliant.
Somehow rejected. Good morning.
I went for a really fancy meal last night. Did you see my Instagram stories?
I saw. Yeah. You were at Notions,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, Notions. It was unreal, right?
Where is this?
It's actually in two pubs on Francis Street, and then at night time it turns into Notions.
Savage.
Right? But you can get this, like, tasting menu, and it's like 58 quid, and you get like 8 courses.
Okay.
And it's class. Now, I
like a 6 by Nico type vibe.
Kind of like that in a way, except there's not really like a theme to it.
Okay.
I was thinking about, like, obviously I was coming in here this morning, I was thinking about how much you'd hate it though.
I try my best when, yeah, I go to 6 by Nico. I'm like, I will eat everything.
This would have been so wasted on you.
Really?
Yeah, there was too many things that I didn't understand the name of for you to understand the name of, you know. And like, even I put it on my story and someone after was like, oh, is that Sobrisado? Is that from the island of Mallorca? And I was like, girl, all I know is from the kitchen. Do you know?
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was lovely. Like, someone else is like, is it like, was that balanced? Was the beef cheek balanced against the radish?
And
I was like, the only thing that's balanced here is my bank account.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely ridiculous. Just go and enjoy the food.